Welcome to episode 317 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Galatians 6 verse 9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. If we haven't gotten to the reaping, if we haven't got to the reward, if we haven't experienced the payoff, one of two things is likely the case. Either it's not yet due season, the proper time, or we have lost heart, given up.
Today's top 10 list.
10 Bible characters who almost missed out on the reaping.
Number 1.
Abraham. Abraham is traditionally viewed as the father of the faith. The Bible's Faith Hall of Fame chapter, Hebrews 11, credits him for obeying God, for living in a land of promise, for offering up Isaac, and for looking forward to the city whose designer and builder is God. The truth is that for 25 years after his call to leave Haran, Abraham's faith is often weak, and there were many occasions during which he slips. Abraham and Sarah both laugh when God tells them that they will have a child in their old age. Abraham lies about his wife being his sister, not once but twice. And when Sarah thinks it is taking too long for a child to be born to her and her husband, she gives her servant to Abraham and he accepts her as a concubine. It's human to have doubts. It's human to get discouraged. It's human to want to give up. It's human also to sometimes want to help God out. But stay the course, like Abraham did, and you might be honored like he was in Hebrews 11, verse 12. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore.
Number 2.
Job. Job is a good man who has been faithful to God when all of a sudden he loses everything, his children, his possessions, his health, and even supportive friendships. It is devastating and inexplicable. He becomes depressed and pities himself. In Job 7, he complains that he has no more hope. In verse 16, he says, I give up. I am tired of living. Leave me alone. My life makes no sense. His wife says to him that he should give up on God. Job 2, verse 9, do you still hold fast to your integrity? She asks him. Curse God and die. But this he cannot do. While he falls into deep despair, he remains faithful to God. And ultimately, that faith is rewarded.
Number 3.
Moses. Moses almost gives up more than once. One time was after he murders an Egyptian in a misguided attempt to help his people. He's wanted for this crime and flees for his life, taking refuge in the wilderness of Midian, content to live out the rest of his life in obscurity. When God calls him from a burning bush, Moses says that he's not fit to lead. He's a nobody. He's not eloquent. Yet God convinces him, and he accepts the charge. But then, after he comes down from his mountaintop experience with God, 10 guidelines for abundant living in hand, he finds the Israelites in complete chaos and sin. His heart cry to God on their behalf is desperate. Exodus 32, verse 32, but I beg you to forgive them. If you don't, please wipe my name out of your book. God punishes the people who had forsaken him by worshiping a golden calf. But he does not wipe out either the people or Moses. And while Moses continues to be frustrated with the people, and this frustration pushes him to act in such a way that he misses out on crossing into the promised land, he still gains his reward.
Number 4.
Gideon. Gideon, who also shows up in the Faith Hall of Fame, is best remembered as a judge and mighty warrior who leads God's people to victory over the Midianites. However, he, like many of us, doubts his own abilities. He suffers so many defeats and failures that he even puts God to the test, not once, but three times. Yet while he has his doubts, and while he puts God to the test, ultimately, Gideon obeys, and Gideon is proven to be faithful.
Number 5.
Elijah. After his great victory at Mount Carmel, Elijah the prophet flees for his life, apparently frightened by the threats on his life made by the wicked queen Jezebel. He runs into the desert and sits under a broom tree. "I have had enough, Lord," he says. "I can't do this anymore. I'm the only one who is faithful to you, and I can't go anywhere without people wanting to harm me. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." In the midst of his despair and self-pity, God has to tell him that there are still 7,000 believers who have not yet bowed the knee to Baal. He needs to get it together. There is still work to do. He gets through his moment of despair, and he gets the work done.
Number 6.
Jonah. When God calls Jonah to go and warn the violent and godless Ninevites of their impending doom, all his pride in being a Hebrew, and therefore uniquely favored by the Almighty, rises up in rebellion. Pagans, to him, are the worst kind of human garbage, not even fit to pollute the good earth by living on it. And so he runs to Joppa and boards a ship for Tarshish in the opposite direction from Nineveh. You know the story. You might say that he ultimately has no choice in fulfilling his commission. But two keys are important here. In the belly of the fish, he remembers God. And he learns compassion for lost people after his experience with a plant that gives him shade.
Number 7.
Jeremiah. Jeremiah prophesies for over 40 years under the most difficult circumstances. During his prophetic ministry, he is beaten, arrested, imprisoned, and suspended in a muddy pit. But the journey of faith is not an easy path. At times he becomes tired and discouraged. Jeremiah 20 verse 9. "Sometimes I tell myself not to think about you, Lord, or even mention your name." But the text does not end there. But your message burns in my heart and bones, and I cannot keep silent.
Number 8.
John the Baptist. In Matthew 11 verse 1, Jesus says that of all who have ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. And yet while in prison, John begins to doubt and wonder whether he has backed the true Messiah. Earlier in the same chapter, we learn that John sends disciples to Jesus to ask if he truly is the Messiah. Jesus responds by telling the men to tell John what they see and hear.
Number 9.
Peter. While Jesus is ministering on earth, there is no doubt that while Judas keeps the money and Levi Matthew is likely better educated, Simon Peter is the leader of the disciples. After Jesus is arrested, Peter is afraid Jesus will die, and the former fisherman is also fearful for his own life. It seems as if all of a sudden the world hates Jesus, and Peter is not prepared to face the ridicule and persecution that Jesus is suffering. And so Peter denies that he's a follower. He denies that he even knows Jesus. But after the resurrection, Jesus restores Peter, and the apostle goes on to do great things for the Lord.
Number 10.
John Mark. The man who will ultimately write the Gospel of Mark joins his cousin Barnabas and the apostle Paul on a missionary journey from Antioch to Cyprus, then into southern Asia Minor. But when they get to Pamphylia, Mark abandons them. At this point, Paul writes off the young Christian believer, but God is not finished with him yet. He rejoins his cousin and ministers with him. He works with Peter, and later he reconciles with Paul and assists him as well. 10 Bible characters who all at some point grow weary of doing good, but who found their way back to their purpose and ultimately made it to the reaping. Father, help us in our moments of doubt and discouragement. Help us to overcome fear and failure, and ready us to receive not only earthly rewards, but also, and more importantly, that ultimate heavenly reward. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.